Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Tuesday, Blog Talk Radio. Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, that's us. Excuse me. I have seasonal allergies that, So bear with me. Anyway, we're happy to have you here with us. Yes, we have Jimbo Baggins sitting shotgun with me, and he is going to be
not sneezing.
He's your host there in Facebook on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page where you are watching us streaming live. So we're happy to have you here. Anyway, I want to mention that we're using ordinary playing cards for personal prophecy readings. So not to be confused with tarot, oracle cards, or any other system that's out there. This is strictly personal prophecy, and it's a method that in many ways stands on its own. I also want to mention I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of the callers tonight because it's what I'm most comfortable with. Others like to just kind of rifle off a few cards, but I would rather see, well, I call it the landscape of your life, but laying them all out. So I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo right now so I can take care of my problem here. Yeah.
Well, we'd like to welcome everybody while she dies and remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind our listeners, our viewers, that if you're international, you should let us know so we can give you a proper international live shout out like we are to Terry Sue and Kirsty in the UK. Woo, woo, woo.
And
international shout out.
Michelle just showed up too. Yeah.
Michelle also is in the UK, I believe. Welcome.
Okay, yep. Welcome to you too, and we are happy to have all of you.
We're not everybody, but we give them a little special extra shout out.
We do because it's in the middle of the night, in a sense, for them.
It can be.
Like Terry Sue said, she took an afternoon nap, so she's wide awake, but she has to get some sleep soon, and she's got to be up early.
Truth. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message saying, hey, folks, you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's what's happening. I've tested it. If you don't hear a show, something went wrong, just hang up, call again. It's just sometimes the connections don't fly just perfectly. Facebook folks, we try to work you guys in when we can. We got a lot of callers, so it won't be anytime soon if we get there. Right? I can tell you that. We got 7 people already on hold. We want to attack them good and hard, so to speak. But you guys will just have to be standing by. Can't give you a window or anything like that. But when we do, it'll make it very loud and clear that it is your floor to be had. We take the first person then. We prefer audio video chats, messenger calls to Deborah Lee. Yeah. Those are better. If we do the type thing, it burns a lot of time, and then people are going to get left out. A lot of delay time between the type and talk. So. That also is a very important sound. That is very important to our timeline here to get the maximum amount of people in. That is a sound of harps. Angels, typically, we envision them playing them. You've seen paintings and whatnot. That means you're reading with Deborah's over it. And please respect that. Respect it. I don't want to be a Nazi asswipe, but I can be. So please, when you
more
hear the harp.
More often than you know.
Yeah, when you hear the harp, let it go. You can call back any other show, or you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange a private reading, and then she's all yours for that time frame.
Yeah.
all the questions and layouts. You can ask her 15 different questions if you so desire.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever time frame you have. But on these free shows, you're going to be limited. But I shall give you an angel card reading, one single card, before we move on to the next person. And tonight, it's the old school angel cards, the good oldies but goodies. Looking a little rough, they're very comfortable, and we like it. And it's pretty much, it's going to be a message from at least one archangel. You don't know which one, we shall see. Anyway, let's rock, let's roll, let's get it. Our first caller is from our very own neighborhood, our own hood. Hampton Road 757. Welcome. You're caller number one. Who do we got?
Well, hello there. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And
hello,
you, we've spoken to you before, I believe.
Yes, I have. Vernell from Virginia, Newport News.
Right, Vernell. Great to have you, hon.
Welcome.
Yes. So how are you doing? How do you like this weather?
Nice.
Well, I like that it's kind of warming up, but what I don't like is, you know, that with warm weather, here come the storms and the bugs. So, that's what I don't like.
Yes, I hear you.
Yep, and the 9,000 degree temperature, so the air conditioning just runs and the power meter goes, yeehaw!
my son alerted me that we've got a really well-developed hornet's nest outside his bedroom window. And that's the other thing. Yeah, all of those flying, you know, killers.
Well, I wouldn't call them killers, but they just can be not friendly. All right. So you have the floor, my dear. What would you like to know and discuss?
Okay, well, it's really no different than what we talked about the last time, but it's more like, you know, getting updated information, I guess. About moving, you know, if y'all still see me moving this year or would it be next year? And if y'all might know how it might come about.
Okay, that's all right. That's good. That's always a good one. Very, very popular. Important stuff. I don't remember the discussion we had last time. Do you?
And are you looking to move into a house? Are you in a house?
Well, I'm currently in public housing, but I found out not too long ago that, you know, I'm on SSI disability, and I found out not too long ago that there's supposed to be all kinds of assistance that people on disability could get in order to help get a house. And, you know, it just so many bad reviews about so many apartments, and I'm really burnt out on apartments. I don't want to live in any more apartments anymore. And I'm hoping that if I do apply to get a house that, you know, I would be one of the lucky ones to be able to get all the help I need.
Yes, and I've got to tell you, I follow this in the new. We are, what do we call ourselves? Old school. We love to read the regular newspaper, and I read it online, local news. And you're absolutely right. They are going to be rolling out some really good programs. And I'm happy for that because, you know, it needs to definitely go to the people that deserve them and are going to make the best use of them, those like you, hon. So I want to tell you that, yes, I do believe the program is going to be absolutely wonderful. I really think that you will end up in the house. Now, I don't think it's going to be immediate, but it's coming. It'll be, I'm feeling like the weather is going to be cooler, so it could be in the fall. And then again, things can change a lot quicker than what the cards are showing. So right now, that's what I'm seeing. But yes, you are going to end up with enough financial means and help in getting a very nice place, very nice place. So I'm excited for you because I think you're right. They don't take good care of these apartments. And you know what? It isn't just here. We get calls from people all over the country that depend on public housing. And it's horrible. You know, the landlords are taking advantage of the government. And I don't have to tell you because you are very well aware of the situation. But Yes, indeed. And you know, it's going to be in a very nice neighborhood where you are going to connect with a lot of really nice neighbors, other ladies that you're going to enjoy socially. You know, I can see you all sitting outside on a very nice, say, warm evening, just sitting and talking and drinking some iced tea, something like that.
You're getting attacked by mosquitoes.
Getting attacked.
But it is what it is.
I hope not.
Yeah. There's things you can do for that.
Get those citronella candles going.
Yeah, those are pretty placebo.
Yeah, I've even seen them at the Dollar Tree.
Well, I've seen them. Yeah. I've seen them everywhere, but I've lit like thousands of them, and maybe it takes three less than the billion that are out there that attack you.
And also in this neighborhood, I want you to know, there's going to be some very nice gentlemen there that if you have something that needs a minor repair or you've got something heavy you need moved, these guys are going to jump right in there for you. It's like, a real family style neighborhood. So it gives you a lot to look forward to. Yes, go ahead.
Do y'all know if it would be, I used to live in the western part of Henrico County, and I seem to be kind of, you know, still like in that area mind-wise, and I was wondering if the place would be like either out there or if it would be still in the Newport News area somewhere or maybe Williamsburg.
I think it's going to be to your liking. So it's not going to put you way out in the boondocks somewhere.
Those places, a lot of those places are.
Yeah, but I feel for
I don't think
this
she minds
lady,
that.
She's going to get in a real nice, I think it'll be in the vicinity of the area that you know. I don't see this being real stressful or a lot of adjustment. I feel it'll be just like having a new home to come to. That's what I see. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Jim.
That's what I'm hoping for.
He's got a...
Well, good luck to you, but before you depart, I have an angel card reading. This one's subject is sensitivity, and it is from Archangel Hanael. You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
That's a nice card.
Hanael. Yes.
In all point, I will add...
Yes, I agree.
And we are glad that you called us. We get very few Hampton Road calls, so we'd like it when our brethren call us.
Yes, thank you very much.
And you call us.
I enjoy talking to y'all as always.
As often as you'd like. We welcome that.
Yes, we enjoy you also. Yes, we are your neighbors. What do they call it?
We're the neighbors to the south.
Yes.
The south side.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, great.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And you keep in touch. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, I will. And thank y'all both.
Oh, you're
right,
so welcome.
Thank you for holding to be caller number one.
Yeah.
And now we shall move on to caller number two, area code 630. That area code is associated with Illinois. 630. Is that
near?
It sounds like it.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
And this is...
It's Lily.
Is it Lily?
It's Lily. It is.
You don't sound like you.
Well, she's on speakerphone and sounds like she's on an airplane or something, that's all.
Yes.
I had to go to the vet to get medicine for my dog. It's just been such a messed up day. Everything is like, it's like backwards day or something. I'm not even drinking right now, but I should. How I feel right now.
Well, how is
my head is pounding.
Oh, well.
Is that from allergies?
You have an allergy?
No. No, I published the, I'm going to just pull over real quick so it's not annoying to your show. Okay, so
always...
I published the, is it better now so it's not so loud?
Yeah.
It wasn't so bad, but yeah, it is
okay.
Better.
I published the documentary and I put in there that it was unfinished, but I wanted to like get it going. And right after I published like the part that I don't want to talk about, but And then all of a sudden now it hits the news that the autopsy came back that he drowned. But he didn't drown because there was no water in his lungs, so he's lying. They're lying. Like, it's a lie. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's going to happen now after all of this.
And did you happen to notice on TMZ, I saw it today, the brother is now being investigated. I think it was sexual assault.
I've been dealing with my dog all day and just a lot of stuff personally. And I was at the vet's office and I just so happened to check my phone and someone was like, sent me the link with the autopsy results. And I'm like, oh my God, like I'm not even back home yet to check anything because I've been just figuring out paperwork and stuff like that just doing paperwork all day and I haven't had a chance to do anything and my dog was throwing up and he had diarrhea so I've been washing and I just haven't had a chance to even do any. I haven't even eaten yet today anything.
Oh, that is not a good thing to do. You gotta eat. You gotta. So the thing is you should check that out. I don't know if the other outlets have it, but it was right on the front page of TMZ. And you know, you might want to make go ahead.
They're liars, too, because TMZ is owned by his record label. So, like, everything that you see on TMZ that has anything to do with that brother, it's a lie because they are owned by the record. Like, they're not going to put anything negative about the brother because they own the record label. It's owned by Sony and Warner Brothers, TMZ.
I see. Well, I'm going to take a quick check again while we're talking.
Well, do we have
what's
a question?
What's wrong with Cupid?
Probably my cooking.
Oh. Is he got a bad tummy?
He might. I don't know. I just went and picked up more medication for him at the doctor's. So I'm going to give it to him when we get home with some rice and some chicken so the diarrhea will stop. But he threw up on me and everything, so.
Oh, this is interesting. I'm looking at TMZ, and I do not see it. And I'm wondering if it might have gotten pulled. Oh, no. Oh, there's the report you were talking about. Drowned after taking Xanax. Huffing and huffing. I see it.
Yeah, but there's no water in his lungs.
Do you have the autopsy report? Do you have a copy?
You can get them.
No, they wouldn't give it to you.
Not during the investigation. They're not going to give it to
you. Not during the investigation, but eventually it's going to be made public.
If they close the case or when they get to the point, if it actually is a trial of some type and the gag order pops or whatever that is where they can start releasing documents, then sometimes. But, yeah.
And I'm seeing that he actually had a lot of death threats. And what was it, over money? Did he owe people money?
It was because he spoke out about the sexual assault victims. And so what I think happened was they don't want you to know where the money came from for the murder for hire. They don't want that tracked back.
Okay, well, I am seeing that the mother is pointing fingers at the fiance or, you know, what do you call it? The former, the fiance of
the
deceased.
Ex.
Yeah. So what would your question be, my love? What would you like to know?
Well, is the truth ever going to come out? Like, because they're lying.
There you go. Good question.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, sometimes it never does, or sometimes it could and we don't even know it.
That's right.
Sometimes it remains a mystery for decades, sometimes, these types of things. Still not enough. Sometimes it takes a lot of people to get on their deathbed and start fessing up the things, you know?
Well, as I'm laying out your cards, not that this was a deathbed confession,
no.
I don't know how many. I know some of you are in an age where you're going to remember the Menendez brothers, Lyle and what was the other one? Lyle and Eric. Remember them?
Shotgun toters.
Yeah, they're on death row. I think they're death row for shooting their mom and dad in cold blood.
What state was it in?
California.
Oh, then they're not on death row because they converted all those fuckers.
Well,
to
no,
life.
David Westerfield is still on death row in California.
They put a moratorium, the governor put a moratorium on all executions in California.
I was just reading about David.
You could be on death row for 1,000 years. Yeah. Deb. They shut it down in California.
Okay, well, the point I'm making is, a member of the Menudo Band, which I know a lot of young folks will remember, has come forward to say that their father was raping him too. But he was too scared to fess up back in the day when those kids were on trial.
And you just don't know. I could go on there and say, freaking Bill Clinton raped me. I mean, you just don't know.
That could be possible.
It could be possible. Bill and Monica both raped me. You know, I'm just saying, when people say shit, sometimes you don't know. It's just sad.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what, Lily, this is a briar patch of quite large proportion. I mean, it's going to take some doing for all of this to get unraveled, okay? So you'll just have to, but I was thinking, now that things are starting to come out that seem to be lacking in accuracy, maybe you ought to make the rounds again. Various, like Dr. Phil or some of the others that discuss crimes, maybe. I don't know if it's even still on, The View. Let those women start chewing a few bones.
You can email them links to these, like, these stories that
and
are on the internet.
Yes, Lily, you should do that.
Let them know, hey, this is relevant. I'm not just throwing some poop out there at you in case you didn't know. This is actual relevant stuff. Doesn't hurt you.
Do you think that it will get straightened out? Or
eventually, yes, it's going to. But right now, it's a, what would you call it? It's a...
If I knew what you were trying to say, I could come up with a word. I could say
hornet's nest.
It's an iguana.
Yeah, that.
I mean, I don't even know what you're trying to say. Deb.
Yes, I would say. Well, that's why I said it's a
shit
briar
show,
patch,
it's a poop
like
show.
You wouldn't believe. Yes, it's a poop show. I mean, everybody's saying something different, and they've got to weed through that. I'm sad that his mother would not have joined you in, you know, camaraderie over this, because you were fighting for her son.
Maybe in her mind she thinks she's a glory seeker or
something. Well, she was so overcome with grief.
She probably thinks every single person out there is all they care about is money, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, she attacked
in her
really,
mind,
yeah.
she probably attacks everybody that comes there and talks to her, I bet.
Oh, and those of you that are with us that may remember, I think it was last week, I could not remember the name of a very well-known female crime writer. Her name was Aphrodite. I don't. Anyway.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
No, I think that the mom is scared. I think that like they cornered the mom. I feel like the mom isn't really able to express her true feelings, like and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like.
I believe you. And I'll tell you, it's a shame you don't have a big bunch of money to throw at this, because you'd be able to hire the best of the best and get to the bottom of everything. In the meantime, we just got to wait as it leaks. And it's going to.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So.
Thanks.
Right. Real quick, your angel card reading subject is divine order. My Archangel Raghav. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So apparently, chaos, all this chaos, Archangel saying there is an order, you just don't see it right now. You got to look past it. It's probably how far down the road.
Good
you know?
Luck, and I think this case is going to break wide open from what I saw on your card.
Thank you for taking my call. Came at a good time. You made me feel better. I really appreciate it.
And we're glad that you pulled over, because that's the safe thing to do. We don't want people having head-on collisions.
No, and we don't want to hear it either.
Yep.
Because that would sound horrifying.
I used to give a disclaimer, but Deb doesn't like me to do that.
about
about the freaking safely and legally and all that stuff.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right, well, honey, you call us again. I want to follow this.
She's looking at me.
Yeah,
all right.
She's
listening.
She will. You also have Rosemary on Skype, so she's probably your ones.
That's
the
one you told me right here.
And Damien is online, too, and he's got updates for us. Yeah. What is he? He was, is it 423?
Yeah, he's here. That's our next one.
Yeah.
And then eventually we can do that.
Okay,
and hang in there,
because we've got a couple to do before you.
Yeah, we got to rock, we got to roll, and then I think that's going to be next after this, right?
No, I might wait a little bit longer.
All right.
Maybe.
Oh, won't you
520,
stay?
You hang in there, too. 520.
Just a little bit longer. 941 Florida, 941, I believe. Catherine has raised her hand and said it's her.
Ooh,
it?
Hi,
yep.
Catherine.
It's me. I called for some information and or entertainment.
Then we have educational and entertainment for you.
Okay. I will take either or.
Either
and
or. Okay. What do we got? I said also we have a lot.
Okay. What we have is that I've been shitting bricks all day long because the fruits of my labor have caught up with. And let me explain what has happened. This morning I received a call from a judge in Sarasota County, and saying that this is from his assistant, saying that the judge will be calling me tomorrow morning at 10:30 regarding my son's guardianship papers or lack thereof. And the problem that I have gotten myself into, and I fully admit this is all of my doing, was that I got to back up and give you a little bit of a story here. For 4.5 years, I was living in Lee County, which is where I am now. And that's where I got my son's guardianship at. And once a year, you have to file papers with the county, basically letting them know, he's seen a doctor for a physical, he's gone to a dentist, this is how he spends his days, blah, blah, blah. You get these papers once a year. If you need to move more than one county away, you have to get permission from a judge. So at that time in 2018, the people that were renting me their house decided they were going to sell, so I had to move. I found a place two counties away. At that time, my mom's life was ending, and I wanted to get closer to her. I got the approval from the judge. I was able to move to Sarasota County with my children, and everything was fine. I completely lost track of everything as far as filing these papers, and then my mom's life ended, and then I find out that the people that have been renting me this new house, they now want to sell. And I don't know how in the world this happened, but I thought, okay, well, I've got to find a place to move to. And so I found a place back in the county I was in originally, which is where I returned to. And I didn't get anybody's permission to move back because I figured, well, screw it. I never even filed those papers in Sarasota County. I'll just refile them in Lee County, which is where I'm at. And then COVID hit, and then there were no government offices opened, and then I basically forgot. I did. Until recently, like the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking to myself, you know, I gotta find a way to let them know, hey, sorry, I know I didn't follow the rules correctly, but I need to get these papers filed. And so long story short, I'm going to have a judge calling me tomorrow morning, and I know he's going to be giving me a talking to, and I want to know, like, am I going to get handcuffed and go thrown in Sing Sing, or, you know, like what?
Oh, legal disclaimers up the yin yang here, folks.
Yeah.
We don't have any legal know-how, nothing, not a nope, nip, nope, we're not even paralegal,
no,
paranormal.
I'm asking for entertainment
nothing.
Purposes only. Oh.
Yeah, we are a pair of fools.
All right, we're not going to make light of this.
I just had to throw that out there. I know she knows better. First of all, real quick, when the cards go down, I have multiple international shout-outs, too. We have Rachel from the land down under. We have
Hi,
Mike in the UK, and we have Laura in Canada, our Canadian Laura.
Hi, Mike and Laura.
Mike, Laura, and Rachel. Rachel is down in Australia, of course.
Start.
On the other side of the globe.
Start.
And she says, g'day. I like it. All right, that's true, because it is a good day for her, because she's
split day.
Yeah, it is. I think she's in the morning-ish hours going into the day, where we are going out of the day here, and our UK folks are in the middle of
the night.
All right, cards are going down, and we have 450.
So what I'm nervous about is that I'm going to lose guardianship even before, and a little side note, like, you know, sidebar, since we're talking legal shit.
Sidebar.
Don't you remember when that got real famous with OJ? It's like, hey, sidebar, you
guys
see everybody wearing buttons.
Yes, absolutely.
I need to go through all of this all over again with Emily because I legally don't have guardianship of Emily, and she's 24. And so I need to get this done with her as well. And so I'm just kind of wondering what you're picking up for.
Yeah, good, great.
All right, shit.
What I'm getting from your cards is where you are. This could involve the whole state. They are cracking down on fraud with those that have skipped out, or you know what I mean? Fraudulently filled out paperwork. It's not about you per se. It's about them making sure that everything is in order.
The bottom line is you're physically going to show up, right?
I'm afraid that I will lose his guardianship because I have not followed through with the requirements that were, well, required of me. That's what I'm afraid of.
Did they send you something that you must come to court or
like
anything?
A summons? Are you summoned?
No. I just got a phone call today saying that tomorrow a judge will be calling you.
Well, then there you got to make sure you take that damn call.
Yeah, I really think that is going to be an information-getting phone call, okay? It's not, and I would be, if I were you, extremely humble. You've got a good back story on all of this.
But judge is calling you unreal, unheard of. They're not out for your blood.
No.
He's taking the time because he probably senses there's got to be something to this story. I don't want to drop a hammer on. He wants to call. You can just lay the timeline down like you did with us.
Or they'd have served you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If the judge is taking his time to call you, which they don't do, that means this guy senses that, nah, this is not a scamming bad person.
No, I'm not picking up on that at all.
That's why I don't have cards. I mean, that's pretty unreal to have a judge call you. That's pretty cool.
The lady told me, she said, just make sure that you're available after 10:30. And I'm thinking to myself, crap, I got a George Benson concert that I need to go to tomorrow evening up near Tampa. And I don't want to, well, I will be waiting by the phone. My phone will be with me, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking to myself, and then the lady said, you're seventh in line. And he starts calling people at 10:30. And I'm like, oh, I guess this is let me call all my homies and see what's going on day. You know, I don't know.
No, it sounds like he has a list of, he does this with some people. He takes special interest and you're the seventh one on his list.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus you've not been cited for anything, you know.
No, I have not.
Anyway. Don't be afraid. Just act very,
humble,
you know.
Like you said.
Yeah, be humble. Be very apologetic. You've got a very good, like I say, backstory for all of this. Passing of your mother. And, excuse me, your son has not been, in trouble or anything like
that.
No.
It's
going to turn out.
I don't have cards, but the fact that a judge is taking his time to call people, normally subpoena them, send them to court, and we'll talk about it in front of the bench. So he's got some interest here. That's actually in your favor, I believe.
He'll probably just tell you.
That's a good way to look at it. I didn't even think about that, you know, that way, Jimbo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of these judges, these old fuddy-duddies, if it's a guy, it could be a chick, but even the old chick, like Judge Judy?
Nope. His name is Judge Charles Williams. And I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Your Honor.
Well, it's always Your Honor. Honor or sir. They'll like either one's
yes.
cool with them.
Oh, I was taught when I was younger how to talk to authority, especially when your ass is on the line.
Exactly. And I think our parents went to the same old school because, that was a big thing back when respect was fear, you know.
Right.
It wasn't this thing with the parents. And I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but the way they want to talk everything out now. Put Johnny in timeout, but only for a minute.
He's out in the restaurant public throwing forks. We think it's best that we ignore him and just let him throw a tantrum and throw forks. You know what?
I'll tell you what.
Fork you. I'll take your little butt-snipping kid out there and whap his ass a couple times and see if he throws forks around that restaurant.
I flinched when my mother walked by, and she was good with a shoe, let me tell you. Woo. She could nail you.
Yeah, yours and mine, too. But you want to hear a real funny story, speaking of that. When he had his guardianship day, this was, I believe, in 2015, maybe, I had gone, he has to be represented by the state. So he's on one side, I'm on the other. The judge talks to us both. It was a real interesting process to go through. But I had explained to Ethan the day before that when you speak to a judge, you say, yes, sir, no, sir, or yes, Your Honor, no, Your Honor. I said, you don't just say yes or no. And so when it was his turn to speak, he was standing up. I was real proud of him. He was standing up straight. And then he said, instead of saying yes, sir, he said, yes, Your Majesty. And I'm like, and the whole crowd, everybody in the court started cracking up. And I looked at him, I'm like, Ethan. No, and then the judge stopped me, and he said, no, let him call me Your Majesty. I like that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm about to say it. Yeah, if I was a judge, I'd be like, hell yeah, you just bumped me up a notch.
Because you know what? It's really sad when you watch, like, Judge Judy's show, and she's got to school these kids on showing respect in the courtroom because the parents obviously didn't do it.
Right.
And I'm embarrassed for them. I think that this is going to go okay. Try not to lose too much sleep tonight.
But do not miss that call.
Or that concert.
No, I will not miss it.
Well, if you got to flip a coin, that call comes before the concert. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, it does. Yep.
Oh, yes, it does, boy. Oh, boy. Yep. Oh, boy. All right, real quick, your angel card reading. Subject, prosperity. Which is, we like to hear that, even though it probably has nothing to do with what she's talking about. Archangel Arias. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
Oh, I like it.
So
that's
this
perfect.
I don't think there's anything to do with that. But
perfect.
Beautiful.
I mean, things right.
I will hang up and I will listen online and take the next person. Thank you both very much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Welcome.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Let's keep rocking while the rocking is good. What is on my list? I checked my list. I'm not finished, so I'm not going to check it twice. I like it. All ones. This is Skype, Deb. All ones. We never know who it is, but I think you know, right?
Rosemary, I believe.
Is it Rosemary?
Yep, it's me. How are you?
How are you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hello. Still got to go to my doctor for my medication, but I had to think about trying to fix other issues first.
Well, did you have to cancel your trip?
Yeah, they're still giving me the runaround and the lies and the not the truth. And I don't know if I got cleared. It's just they're putting it in the wrong account. So I don't know what's not going to happen before I leave, or should I cancel my trip, if that makes sense.
Lots of decisions, and that will be in May if you go, right?
Right. In a week and a half.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Ask your question. Deborah was being a bad girl.
I don't know if I should cancel.
Messing with Facebook.
I went back to see... because I've been some people have contacted me and said, I've sent you a friend request so I could be able to call into the show, and I was neglecting them.
Okay.
So I went back to check.
Well, what you could do is you could right mouse click on the little home thing and open up another browser, and it will not mess with this.
What's the home thing?
Remember how you have your little home, a Facebook home thing? You might have to scroll your home.
Yeah, I don't think I should mess with it. Let's just go.
You can go right here.
Yeah.
Like there. This. Yeah. But anyway, what are we doing this now for? Rosemarie has a question, and we shall hear her question.
I have ADD.
Yes, Bonnie, from the Mom Show. All right, go ahead.
All right. So what is your question, darling? What do you want to know?
I know that appointment's giving me the wrong information and not fixing the problem. And they gave me the okay to get it, but they're putting in the wrong account. If that makes sense.
Did you understand?
Some money seems to have gone to the wrong account.
Money from where?
To my account, too. They're saying I have to pay off a refund thing, which I don't owe them.
Is the unemployment thing that threw a whammy in all your plans?
Right.
Ah.
So you don't think it's better of what?
Of getting the money or I'm confused.
We're confused. What exactly has happened in reality? I know that they're telling you something has happened, but you said it didn't. What is the, you got to bring us back. I remember when you told us about it before, but we've kind of forgotten. What is this unemployment money problem? Where did it start?
They say I owe a refund, but I don't, back to the state, and it should be coming to me. They're still doing the chaos of the chaos, and I can't get it cleared. They're still lying, different stories and all that. Now I have a lawyer involved. Hopefully he can fix it, but
I'm not sure. That helps. So what kind of refund are we talking about? You're not talking about a tax refund, are you?
A refund back to the paying him back.
From
that's what they're talking
about. Money that went to a wrong account is all I've picked on here. So they're trying to get the money back so that they can give it to you? Ow.
No, they're trying to keep it.
No.
They're trying to keep it.
And she thinks she's supposed to get it.
Right. She had to get
a lawyer involved to help try to help straighten it out. And you want to know if the lawyer's going to straighten this out?
Straighten it out or just cancel my trip completely?
Oh, there you go. So she wants to know the two big things. Is it going to get straightened out or is her trip going down the toilet? So, which means it wouldn't get straightened out, obviously. So the big question is it going to get straightened out or not? And then, you know, the trips, I think, is attached to the outcome of that, obviously, because trips cost money, big bucks. So,
well, we're in the electronic age. It's not like somebody has to go down to dead storage and find papers on this. So there should be an electronic trail.
Well, I think there is. I don't think it's missing. I think that they say they're supposed to get this, and she says, no, you're not. So she's got to learn out to try to tell them, here's why you guys shouldn't be getting this. I think that's where it is.
I really think the lawyer is instrumental to your success in getting this straightened out. That's what I'm seeing here. And, you know, it really irks me when things like this happen. Because, in a nutshell, we had a woman working in our local government here. I forget. She was, like, in the money department.
It was for one of the cities here.
Yeah. And she went off on leave and never went back to work. And they ultimately ended up paying her $230,000. Okay? And she never had to pay it back. Because they neglected telling her to come back to work. Now, come on. How mentally nil do you have to be to take, let's say she took 3 weeks. Don't you just naturally know you go back to work?
She got a good lawyer that found that little loophole.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, the lawyer said, you know what? Did they ever actually tell you to come back to work?
And she said, no, they
nope.
never.
And then in theory, they were paying you not to work, right? I guess. I said, well, if they didn't tell you to come back to work.
So they paid her for a year and a half.
Which, and that's, that comes out of taxpayer dollars, too.
Yeah,
it's so that's great.
So we paid her for that. And
it
for
wasn't
you,
in our city, but, you know, it doesn't matter.
Rosemary, I'd like to see them straighten this out to your benefit.
Which she would also like
I'm
that.
I'm sure. So I think that the lawyer is going to do a very good job for you, okay?
What about as far as a time frame in relation to this trip? Because this trip is looming. Is that clear or not yet clear in the cards how it will be affected?
At this particular point, I think you're going.
But that's what you feel.
I feel that she's going.
Okay,
I'm not,
but you should check.
Yeah.
Keep checking and keep. You know what? You got a lawyer. You can keep asking for updates.
Okay. You're entitled.
You're entitled. And if he says, I don't have anything, you say, well, that's an update. But, you know, you have the right to ask for updates. You don't have any silence. You get worried when you don't hear shit. You know, you do. I would be. I'm a lawyer. I'm really, really worried about something. This guy doesn't tell me something. I'm going to be sending some emails, making some phone calls. And if they're local, I'm going to be walking up and talking to the secretary. Hey there, bitch. You know, something like that, you know. But, yeah.
Yes.
You deserve that.
Keep that man or woman working for you. All right? Don't you end up on the back burner.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. My nails done and all that stuff. And
in your car, didn't I?
Yes. Well, he did not.
Son of a bitch.
He didn't give you a card yet.
And I put it away like a freak. All right, I'm going to redo my process here real quick because the clock is ticking. And these are so broken in. Even though they're giant, they're so flexible. I could shuffle them like a regular deck of cards. Couldn't do that with those Michael cards, where they'd be going. They'd be flying through the air. We'd have cards in our... All right, here's what we got. Drawing the card off the top of the deck. What do we got? Okay, interesting. This is weird, but it could mean something. Subject. If your angel card reading, it says, clear your space. It's from Archangel Jophiel. Get rid of clutter. Clear the energy around you and use...
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui. I don't like Shui. It looks like Shu. I'm clear. I'm
Feng Shui. They use Feng Shui.
It looks like Feng Shui, not Shui. You know, but all right. Anyway, it could be a physical clutter, but we don't know. It could be a mental clutter. You know, there's a lot of different interpretations on
red
that.
Red tape clutter with the government.
Could be that. And yeah, that's what she's trying to do is get rid of that damn red tape clutter so she can go to Europe.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much, Rosemary, for holding. I know she's been holding for about an hour.
Well, we got others, too.
About an hour. That's when she was spent. That's how long she's been holding. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Thank you, hon. And keep
thank
your
you
chin
guys.
Up. You know, let them go sorry, through their... Well, we're going to hold a space for you and say, give Rosemary her money, damn it.
Yeah, or just leave her alone and let her go to damn Europe.
Yeah,
right?
Really.
Right.
Okay, hon.
Good talk luck to you. Hang on a second. I gotta just check
and
this thing.
Welcome to Laura in Canada.
I gave international shout outs.
I didn't hear you say Laura.
I did.
Well, then I was in.
Well, it's okay. She can get two. But you have to get at least one. Two is okay.
Well,
3:15.
I'm welcoming her for me.
I understand because I think I did Rachel from Land on Under, and I think I got Laura from Canada, I think, not the Laura, the other Laura.
And some guy in there.
And Mr. Mike from the United,
guy.
The United Kingdom. The kingdom that is united. United! Sounds, yes, fierce. Let's do our thing.
Hey,
Lisa. Oh, there she is. Hi, Lisa.
Well, you know what?
Update us.
What?
My approach was caution. We're back to talking, and he was upset. He's been hibernating in his apartment. We have a coffee, a neighborhood coffee that we go to, and he didn't go this morning, and he loves that neighborhood coffee. And I came home after the coffee, and I called him, and I don't normally do that. And he I said, I'm just connecting. So we went out to the backyard and we were talking, and I had told him a few hours, you know, the night before, I'm not going to plant anything. You can do whatever with the yard. And he said, you know, I made that yard for you, and why aren't you going to use it? So anyway, I went into a discussion, and I told him how he upset me, and I broke it down and how he upset me. And so I don't know. I feel squeamish. You know, I'm still looking for a place, but at least we're not, you know.
Immediate?
Definitely. He was hurting, and he was hibernating in his apartment, not, you know, going to things because we weren't connecting. And
well, Lisa, now he's quite a good actor, too. And I, right away, it flashed for me intuitively that he was a pouty boy over all that.
That he was what?
A pouty.
He's pouty. What the hell kind of man hibernates in your damn apartment?
But it wasn't just for effect. I think he really pouts.
Well, I'm not defending him, and I mean, it's a mess. I can tell you, you know, I'm still scared. I'm still, you know, I don't want to see a bunch of sticks there. I don't know what I'm in for, you know, as this rolls out.
What did you say?
You know, a bunch of women.
I thought she said a bunch of dicks.
No, chicks.
Wrong chick. Gender.
No,
don't forget. I'm strictly dickless.
You are.
And
but, you know, he's not. That's why we said a bunch of dicks. I'm like, oh, my God.
And, you know, and he told me the other day, he says, well, I'm your boyfriend. And we were, because I told him, you know, girlfriends don't do this to each other. You know, he was doing something, and I didn't like it. And I said, girlfriends don't do that. And he said, I'm not your girlfriend. I'm your boyfriend. So it's a mess. It's just a fucking mess here. I don't know. It's like looking at a bunch of wires that work a computer. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
she can't figure it out is what she's saying. She can't figure it out. Like she says, it's a mess. Like she's, it's like you opened up a circuit. You open up the back of a TV or a circuit board, and you see all this shit, and you're like, "God damn! Look at all this
wiring
and stuff.
Exactly.
What's connected to what? So, what's going on? What is happening? Yeah, I see what she's saying.
Yeah, and we're supposed to spend all day Friday together. We have a project we're working on, and then we're gonna make dinner. And you know, I just broke it down to him how he really hurt me, and I said, you know, you basically can't do that, and we just had a talk, and it was very friendly, very nice this morning. Yeah. But my stomach is scared. You know, I'm scared. I don't want things to become unmanageable, you know, where I'm. And I told him, you make me cry a lot. I cry a lot in my place. And it's just not a good scene. And you wake me up on the days that I you know, can have a sleep, and you were out there this yesterday morning playing music and boobity bam bang in the laundry room, and I was trying to get some sleep. You know, so we had these talks, we had this discussion, and then right now I had a huge nap, and I called him and thanked him. I said, I didn't even hear you next door, so thank you. You know, I mean, it's just a weird situation. It's so weird.
Yep. Well, Deb, the cards. You got the floor, my dear.
There was no doubt in my mind when we spoke last, the time before and the time before that, that this was going to become organized, you know, sorted out between the two of you, and it's going to go through its nice, wonderful phase. Now, for one thing, I think what you're expressing is that when you approached him more gently, he didn't overreact. You know, there are some people, and you're one, you, Jim, you have to be approached very carefully with proper words chosen, or you just fly right off the handle and don't get what somebody is saying to you, not all the time. But
yeah, but nobody feels like they're threatened in my presence when I do that.
Well, and I don't feel that way.
You said some of the times he's gone off and it's kind of scared you a little bit when he's really flipped out.
Mm-hmm.
You said that in the past.
Earlier, earlier in our conversations, now I won't put up with that. And he's pretty clear. I think this morning when we were talking, you know, I've made a lot of things very clear to him. And he was almost, you know, giggly this morning when I was talking to him because he came out of his place. He said, "Why are you calling?" or "What's up?" And I said, "I just want to connect." He said, "Oh, that's good." And I said, "Can we talk in the laundry room for 2 seconds?" And we talked a lot further, and he came out, and he was just kind of laughing a little, you know, and almost shy, and you know, and I just, you know, and I was telling him, I said, "You're really mean, you know, and hurt people hurt, and you hurt me a lot." And yeah. So, you know, and then I just broke down the stages of how he hurt me.
Well, I think that was,
I mean, she did everything right.
Good on your part.
And then I also said to him, "I think you're bipolar too." And because I never know what to expect from you when I talk to you on the phone or, you know, so, but we were very soft and giggly, not giggly, he's a man, but, he, you know, we were making jokes, but really talking, getting points across, I think.
But something is amiss, is it not? Right?
Because he didn't put his dick out and put it in my vagina?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about intercourse. I was thinking about that you guys aren't as intimate friendship-wise as you were like maybe 10 days ago. But otherwise, hey, if you want to open up that door, baby, as soon as he said, "I'm your boyfriend," you know what? Most boyfriends bang me.
Because,
don't do that.
Because
you all right?
Because
you
I didn't say because I didn't say open sesame, and then he didn't say, "Oh yeah, the cave of gold."
Hey,
how can 6 inches
he had to correct you. He had to correct her. "I'm not your girlfriend. I'm your boyfriend." It's like, no, you're not. His boyfriend banged me, is what you said. They banged me like a freaking loose screen door in a hurricane. Bang, bang, bang.
The thing is that another.
Yeah, I don't see it, so you got to handle it, Deb. You see Sarah Sandra?
I don't see it because I can't.
Oh, they might be. Hey, folks, if there's a person in there that has direct messaged you and we don't see it, you have to block them and report them yourself.
And you're putting comments out here. I think it's Catherine. I believe I'm blocked by Mr. Virgil.
But that needs to be discussed right now.
That's why I cannot see any of what's going on.
You did see that.
And Jim, no, you. This whole person that's making the scam attack, I can't see that.
Well, neither can I.
So but we can't do nothing.
Well, that's what I just told them.
Anything.
Sometimes they get people like that we never see because they attack from the outside. You folks, if people are sending you messages, block them and report them.
Yeah, get rid of them. Lisa.
Anyway, back to Lisa.
I do want to get to Damien before we quit.
We're talking about bang bang.
Yeah, Lisa, can you continue this relationship if it has no sexual intercourse involved?
I don't think that's her problem right now.
I don't know. I am not making excuses for anyone or anything, but I don't know, Deb. I don't know. What do you see in the cards?
What do you see in the cards? Just it's like basically it's like a day or two checkup. What do you see in the next day or two?
I have to roll them out again. I counted wrong.
Oh, I extended.
Okay.
So
and hang.
Everybody hang on. We extended the show a little bit. Yeah. Let me double check in case the thing, Yelp and I extended a little bit. She's going to redo the cards for you, Lisa. See, now I was a really, really good boy till Lisa opened the door about the sex. I didn't even bring it up, right? Didn't I, Deb? But like I tell people at work and stuff, once you open the door, I'm stepping in.
Once you open the door, here comes the sausage. Yes, I get it.
Well, I wouldn't know about that part, but I'm just saying, a lot of times there's meetings where people on their
Victoria's Secret makes that kind of underwear.
Well, okay then. You know what? I am not interested in that kind of underwear. I do not want underwear that has sausage. The only thing I want sausage on is my goddamn pizza, all right? I love sausage on the pizza. But I ain't playing no meat missile, let me tell you that. No skin food tail buddies. Negative, Ghost Rider.
What up, dog?
What up, dog? Word up. That was a cool tune. Was it cameo?
See what a good nap.
Like
see what a good afternoon nap does for one's psyche.
You had a good afternoon nap, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
You know, if you had a boyfriend, you'd have been having an afternoon delight bang fest instead.
I know. I was trying to think of how you could fit in the word afternoon delight.
Afternoon, I remember that song? Sky rockets in
afternoon delight.
70s for you, baby. All right, Deb. Cards are down. Let's go back to Deb and the cards.
Okay.
She's going to call timeout. She's doing it.
Did I?
She's not even into sports. She's going to call timeout.
Okay, let's simplify this. Let's use Occam's razor here.
Oh, good God.
And with that, basically, in a nutshell, it's like if all things are equal, what is the simplest solution? Here's what I think looking at your cards. You need to suggest to him that the two of you go to bed and make love.
Yeehaw!
You know what? I want you to record that session. I want to hear that conversation.
You know, not only will the lights go down and the candle lights will be lit, but the recorder will be to you guys.
Oh, here's what I got for you without cards. You throw that out there and you are not going to get what you think you're going to get. You're not going to get bedroom Olympics. He's gonna pull a ripcord and jump out of that plane.
I don't know. I think it would be a wonderful way to find out where he's
I have
at.
No problem with her. I have no problem with her. Hey. You know what? We're humans. You only live once. You're not 17, 18 anymore. We're getting up there in our age a little bit. Hey, you know what? God damn it. Are we going to bang or not?
Well, wait a minute. Look at all the different shows we've watched where a guy would go out with a woman, spend the night with her, and then he tells his buddies later, I don't think I'm going to see her again. And they say, then you didn't have sex with her? And he goes, oh, yeah, we had sex, but I don't think I'll.
And you said these are shows you watch.
You've watched them, too.
It must be Lifetime Network and all those things, because those are reality. None of that's fiction on Lifetime. None of it at all.
Oh, not Lifetime. I haven't watched that in ages.
And then make sure you pick up your copy of Men Are From Mars and read that, because that's all the real deal on Earth.
I'm just saying, you guys will go through the motions without even caring at all or anything. Just use her like a piece of meat.
Wait a minute. First of all, you got the word use. Now, if the guy lies, yes, because I do love it. I love you, love, love you. But if that subject doesn't come up when they have sex, then there was no using.
So basically, it's mutual masturbation, and there's no any kind of affection or feeling or liking or anything involved.
Like and love are two distinctly different words, first of all. You can like somebody. Doesn't mean you want to love and be with them for the rest of your life and live under the same roof with them until the day you die, right?
I guess.
We totally kicked your question.
I'm a member of the celibate crowd, remember, so I can't fully respond.
What do you see, Deb? You see
I see that he would like to venture into that arena with you.
She didn't ask that.
Are you kidding me? Really?
No, I'm not. He was right there. But he needs to – this is not your typical man. This is somebody that has had trauma from the get-go.
So you might have to dress up like Adolf Hitler or something.
No. What is that doing here?
What? Because you said he's not the typical man. So you got, you might have to dress up Adolf Hitler.
I might have to practice my goose steps.
You might have to, yes. You might have to goose step in there. You are my bitch. You are my bitch. You might have to do that.
Bring the bratwurst.
Yeah. I would like some more schnitzel gruben. Oh, the father is raising cattle. Lily von Stutt raising cattle. I'm so tired. Oh, I love Lily von.
All right, well, what
hey,
about
Deb?
Yeah, go ahead.
Does he see himself in it for the long haul, or what do you think?
Look, he's been long gone by now if he wasn't. Think about it. This guy and you are doing this dance, and it's almost like a tango, but in a tango dancing, how the guy kind of whips that chick down to the ground and she's like hanging off.
Well, he doesn't actually let her go, though.
Well, no, but she's clinging onto his leg.
Yep.
This is like a tango the two of you are doing.
This is?
Yeah.
This is like two epileptics having a tango there. Because this is the most undanced thing I've ever seen in my entire life. This is like nothing that can be related to a dance.
You're killing my...
This is like two people having a seizure. This is no tango. If you were on the old gong show, they would have gonged this. What kind of tango is this? They're not even...
Yeah. I meant it figuratively, really.
Oh, so did I.
You know, and Catherine's saying dressed up as Colonel Clink. Now that's...
Well, he's Colonel Clink. You know, say that. Sergeant Schultz, maybe he likes gummy ones. Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. Nothing. We don't know.
I think it wouldn't hurt to venture there.
You know what?
Okay. Psychic love, doctor.
I think that subject should have come up 1,000,000,000 years ago.
I'm only now starting to see that he's ready.
Excuse me.
God, it's a good thing that you are not a therapist. Your patients would be hanging themselves leaving your office.
But the ones that did leave my office would be strong bitches. They'd be ready for life. They'd be ready to take on life. They wouldn't be coming running back and
be therapist. You guys are killing me.
Oh, my God. And you know what? He rips me all the time. He ripped me this morning because he overheard me on your show the other day. And so now he constantly goads me about it. Do you remember? You don't remember when I thought it went to earbuds and it didn't.
I do remember that.
He says, I want to hear this show.
I do remember. What happened?
And then... He's telling me, you know, he's telling me, look it up. He said, what are our birth signs? He said, do we get along? You know, this morning when we were talking. He's
oh,
so funny.
Astrological show.
So, well, I'm listed for some reason as an astrologist, too. I don't know why AOL did.
You know what? I'm a freelance gynecologist, too. Should we put that on? Should we put that on there so I get some extra business? Come on.
Do you do home visits?
Hey, I do house. Remember James Taylor? I'm your handyman. 70s. Yeah, baby. All right, anyway.
Yeah,
we're back
baby.
Yeah, baby, you sound like Austin.
Yeah, baby, Austin Powers.
Oh, and that.
Shall we shag now or shall we shag later?
What was that big guy? Well, he was from, was he Scottish? The big guy.
Oh, God, I know who you're talking about.
I don't remember his name.
That movie was hilarious. Oh, Mike Myers is a funny bastard. So anyway, I hope we made Lisa laugh, at least. I mean, we weren't laughing at you.
You have doctored up my soul.
We would rather hear you laugh than cry. So.
Oh, I know. It's awful. It's awful.
It is awful. We don't make light of that. We understand.
Yeah.
And your neighbor's in a duplex, so it's like, God damn, that is like, that those are paper walls.
It's good for her to laugh like this.
Yeah, you have to
endorphins going and...
I like being surrounded, like sometimes it was by people that I don't mind people taking shots at me. It puts me back into reality a few times. Somebody says, "Hey, dumbass," and I'm like, "You know what? You're right. I am kind of being a dumbass. I need somebody to do that once in a while. You're being a dumbass."
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're right. I am. I should know better.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that about you. I'm just saying you need somebody not to always be there with. Let me put some sugar into your tea and coffee. Always be sweet and never ever talk about conflict. Which this guy is.
Well, I don't know. It's such a mess. What can I say? I have no idea. I'm just trying to plug along and get along.
Yeah.
Truth.
Okay, well, do you have a card? Or did we do one?
I did do a card. And I think it went, I did give her a card.
Or what?
No, I think we did a card. I did it. It was so long ago, and we started talking about Hitler having sex with her or him or something. And we lost track of it after that. Then it was going to be Colonel Clank or Schultz. I don't know what the hell it was, but yeah. Oh, Hogan's Hero. Hey, there you go. All right.
Oh, shoot.
Richard Dawson was in Hogan's Hero.
Yes,
anyway.
He was.
All right, well, thank you so very much. I'm glad you also held forever. We appreciate that to everybody who's been holding. And Lisa, we shall be here again. You must call us.
Yeah, please do, hon. You know we love hearing
thank
from you.
Guys.
It would be a good night without you.
Truth.
I mean,
We wish you the best. And you're, I think, seems like you may not believe, but you got a handle on things.
Yeah.
You do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
well,
I don't know. And watch.
You do. You have a handle on things.
Are you the card reader or am I?
I'm not talking about cards. Did I say one word about freaking cards? I did not.
I mean, I was hoping I could just put a word in there.
Actually, what are these?
No, well,
oh, these are cards. Okay.
No, I just want to say I think that you guys are moving into new territory. And I think it's good. He's apprehensive.
Don't get scared.
At this point, I feel that that woman in his past literally broke his heart. And he's had a long road recovering from that. And
you know what? Suck it up, dude.
People it's such a delicate balance.
You know, what is that jewel?
I don't know.
Hearts are broken every day.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah,
hearts are broken every day, but some people handle it differently.
They do.
They do. Some
they
people
do.
Become numb and free and whatever.
Some people don't get over it, I guess.
You know, I think it's
that
better
true.
That you feel it and you express it. Others like me hide it, and I don't think that's a good way to be. It causes us
or others.
Huh?
Well, or others will have lots of dates off of Craigslist. Not
that's
that I've
right.
ever done that.
No, hey, you know what? You got one life to live, bang it away.
Yeah.
You're here.
Thank you, Psychic Love Doctor.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have to see what tomorrow brings.
We never know.
Yeah.
One never knows.
You may have noticed, everybody, we don't put a notice up now until later in the afternoon.
Because life is full of surprises.
It is. And we kind of live by the seat of our pants.
True that.
What
up,
guys? You guys have a good evening. Yeah. Thank you, little love angels.
Aww.
All right, thank you, Lisa.
Yes,
good
thank
luck to you.
Keep laughing and smiling.
And until
good
we talk again.
Bye-bye, hon.
You ready?
Pat has come on here.
She is.
Did she? No.
Oh,
let's
well, that
take her.
He was first.
Oh, okay. Take him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a bad person.
Yes,
Pat
you are.
Was first, and I even have a list.
Okay, Pat.
I punished myself.
Is she through?
Yeah, she's here. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Still sick like you, Deborah.
Are you still sick?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's been like going on 3 weeks, I think. Bronchitis.
Mine was COVID of the variant type. I had it for well over 2 weeks. Yeah, it was over 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, and those things will go in the cook. Okay, what do you got cooking?
Yeah, we need to kind of hustle a little bit.
Cool, and we hope you feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I just want to get the perspective from my friend's point now, the gentleman that's helping me with cars, you know, as far as still whether I should go up with this or not, this trip. I can't figure out if he needs a ride back or if he's just going to be fine, whether he could care less whether I come or not. I feel a bit of responsibility, you know, towards him because I asked if I could come up with him. Maybe he doesn't need it now, but maybe when he goes to get the car, he could use help. What do you see, Deborah?
Were you thinking of not going?
We had talked about this last call.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm still trying to decide.
Because there was
and,
that friend, that ex friend that was going up. Yeah. Yeah. And they're going to be together in a high-average direction. Yeah. She's getting hurt. Yep.
Right. Like you said, we're earbuds. And I just, you know, I just want to see from his perspective what you see.
Okay. The mechanic guy.
Oh, the mechanic guy. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
The, yeah, the friend that helps me so much.
Sure. Okay. Well, the cards are going down.
They probably can hear that.
What? They can hear it. Oh, they can. Yeah, this microphone's pretty good. Nah, we played with the gain and stuff like that, but I think they can hear the cards pretty good.
I think he'd enjoy you, and yeah, it would be. He would think it would be nice to have you, but he wouldn't force you. Of course, it's up to you.
Right.
And it looks like you're turning the corner on bad luck.
Yes.
It does look that way. Looks like things are going to go the way that you'd like them to. I do feel this decision you've made with the car and all is a good one, a really good one. So.
Yes, and look at Catherine. I just said that you're on the 2 months of cough. She's had cough for 2 months since COVID.
Yes. Oh, terrible.
So anyway, all right. So it looks like is she going on the trip? Or, cause it was kind of like you thought maybe not.
I try not to make pronouncements like that. Like you are going, because human nature is. Somebody hears that, they might say, well, I'm going to prove your card, John. I'm not going.
There is that or something to go the other way, but I'm not. Then You're right. It takes away their judgment.
So,
I agree.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know I can pull out. And like you said, wear earbuds on the way up. I just, and it might be that he could use me later on when he goes to pick up this car. That might be more helpful. Before I ask him, Deborah, because like you say, he'll be very polite. Before I ask him, I just wanted to kind of see what you saw. I could, easily say, hey, I'm still coughing. You don't want me in the car.
Yeah, true.
So I know I can back out if I want to.
Well, that would be my inclination. Having given you reading so long, I feel that's the direction you're going to take.
I can't that. She knows best. She knows you better than anybody.
So, and he will enjoy having you more so when you go there for picking it up.
And you could express the being confined with a cough that you really feel bad about contaminating other people possibly.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's bronchitis.
It's bronchitis, but it still can make people uncomfortable. Bronchitis is not contagious, but a lot of people don't know that.
I have to tell you, just because he knows I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, Chance.
They're creatures of habit.
He's my little boyfriend.
And they hear familiar voices, and they love that.
Yeah.
They love familiar.
That's right.
They love that.
Well, he likes
they do.
You guys.
Dogs love friends and family, so they hear familiar voices. They're like, oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So sweet.
It is.
Oh, he's so cute, too.
Fur babies are the best babies. All right.
Oh, Pat, I want to share this with you. The big English cream golden retriever that we have is eight years old?
Yeah.
Well,
he's like nine-ish. Eight going on nine.
They were looking for senior dogs. They're putting together a coffee table book at one of our better photography places here.
Oh, cool.
And he got selected. Isn't that cute?
He got selected for the next round.
So that'll be his little claim to fame. Yeah.
Gibbs, named after
that's
Leroy.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So I thought I'd share that with you.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, real quick.
All right, here's your card.
This is a good one because this is our regular angel card, which has all the archangels, but her particular card is, you are safe, Archangel Michael.
Oh, yeah.
I am protecting you against lower energies, guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
Well, that can't get any better than that. Yeah.
Well, that's the man.
Right.
He never is shown without his sword.
He's always got a sword.
And not just, we have multiple decks, and he always has his sword because they said he was kind of like right hand of God, general-wise. Yeah. And not just like people think, well, he's a general. He kills people. No, he's a protector.
Well, that's right? my prayer every morning, asking him to protect me, Chance, my loved ones, my home, my vehicle. So that's perfect.
Everybody, all those in the world that deserve it. Not everybody does. I hate to say that. But
take care of yourself now.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Don't let that develop into anything worse. Okay?
And I know you held forever, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Get better.
All right, hon. Take care. You bet.
Good night.
Okay. We
all right. And that's, come on.
We're going to Damien.
We are. We're moving on to another person that's been holding until the end of time.
Yes. Hello.
Sorry, buddy, but here you are.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, hey, catch us up.
Good. Yeah, what's happening?
All right, so our last conversation, we were going to go ahead and prepare for depositions. Well, the depositions were going to be just Thursday. I get an email this afternoon stating that, hey, we're going to have to reschedule. We'll be back in touch with times and dates. I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. So I respond back. All right, thanks for the update, but may I ask a reason as to why we are rescheduling? I didn't get anything back. So my original question for tonight was going to be how the deposition was going to go on Thursday and what to expect post-deposition, but now that this has came up, why is the deposition being delayed? Is there something that's come up? Is it something else? You know, why? Because we've already exchanged paperwork to where everyone all has the exact same paperwork. And all of a sudden now, just a couple of days before we're supposed to go, and I went ahead and started preparing, and I got my generalized outline ready, and I was going to do more prep tomorrow night, and all of a sudden it's rescheduled. Just, it's a little odd to me.
It is, and we'll see what the cards say. But you know what sucks about some of these things? Sometimes they reschedule for reasons they should not.
For their own convenience.
Yeah, I'm just throwing – these are no cards involved. But sometimes you got, like, this lawyer, that lawyer, this other people's like, you know, yeah, I got something else going on. Let's reschedule. Everybody's like,
but
oh,
I will
okay,
let you on with some other information. So more documents have come forward, and we cannot authentically say where these documents are coming from. Because it seems like now, as this thing keeps progressing, more and more suspicious documents just keep popping up out of nowhere, and it's just like, well, why wasn't this in that file, and then where would this come from, and then why are they not disclosing where they got this from? So, yeah, a lot of this stuff, I'm just like, where did y'all even get this from, man? Because I can't figure out where you've gotten it. And some of the information that was on these documents they gave is redacted, which is making me very suspicious. Like, okay, why would you have to redact that information?
Yeah,
especially like the loan number and the customer number and all that.
Exactly.
Right, and you don't know because it's redacted, so that is makes you question it.
They are going to apologize to you for the inconvenience, and they're going to give you some lame-ass excuse, but the truth is a member of this deposition team wanted the day off.
Some key player had something else going on for whatever reason.
And it looks like it's fun. Going to have some fun. With friends,
yeah. All of us clients are pieces of crap.
Well,
you know?
you're not a big enough.
Yeah, you're not.
It's a lot of.
You're not Donald Trump with his fucking lawyers that are making
and
4.5 million a year.
That is really sad.
It is sad. We suck. I hate that.
I feel there's like a golf game involved. I see them at the.
They probably play golf together.
Yeah. What do they call that? The place where they go in and drink. What's it called on the club?
Well, a lot of times they call it the 19th hole, the bar, the 19th hole.
Yeah. And so that's what it is. It's a golf game, Dave.
Or something, or something related. Something social, not actual. But that's what you see. It didn't kick down the road because some vital legal things happening, right? You didn't see that. Because of new evidence,
no,
a new anything.
No, it's not. It's just a delay.
Totally nothing to do with
but
any.
But they're going
to
give you an excuse.
Yep.
Well, we were waiting for, paper.
I got a piece of paper I need to reread and have it analyzed,
Yeah. And Sally, she doesn't have all the paperwork. She's there, and you know.
You know, I don't want to walk into a deposition if we're not totally prepared, because I owe it to my client that we're prepared, even though I got to go play golf.
Yeah.
And I like the beer chick because she's got big boobs.
Just say who won. Who won the golf game?
Yep. And I threw up
well,
the beer chick.
Well, here's something else I've been doing. Okay, so I've also been doing my own research to try to verify the authenticity of these documents, like going back through the bank records. So I reached out to the bank, and they're doing their own research to see where these documents have come from. And it's been a couple weeks, so it's really making me suspicious. It's like, you know, I know the cards are showing it for this reason, but there's got to be something more, like, maybe something actually has come up to where it's like, oh, we weren't necessarily prepared for that. Is there anything showing, like,
that's
is there going to be any more rescheduling or going to be any more delays?
Yeah, but what I saw pertained to recreation. It had nothing to do with the paperwork.
Well, she could call back and check on that.
But I'm going to look and see why.
In the card again?
Yeah, he waited a long time, and I just wanted to give him an, you know, a insight about the suspicious papers.
She's doing another set of cards. Stand by.
Okay. And, like, is that going to be very important in terms of, like, bringing the attention of, like, where did these documents come from? If you all can't verify or disclose where you got this from and I can't verify it, where's your all's case?
That doesn't, it doesn't make sense because that house is yours. You know, it's part of your family's whatever you call it.
Yeah, boy, we've been down that road.
Yeah,
we've been down that road.
I would think he's got a right to see everything.
Yeah, you know how that works in the legal world, what you think is right and what is
so
right.
Yeah, I guess for that question, like, some insight on these suspicious documents that have come forward and, I guess, like, what to expect during the deposition and post-deposition to see what all it shows.
Okay, I got to ask you, Damien, is that other party that you were in court with, are they involved in this?
Well, are you talking about the previous law firm? Well, I don't think so, because now the original law firm is Brock and Scott. Now there's a second law firm, BWW, because the first one, Brock and Scott, non-suited, and now this one's like a whole new complaint. So it's a whole other firm handling it.
There is some secrecy around this, and it pertains to something that is at a distance. And it would be like, it's hard to explain because you're in another state and this pertains, didn't it, to property in Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would constitute at a distance. But something is in those papers that is really important. And the opposition, I mean, is it the bank? Wasn't there a trustee or I forget what you called it, the other party involved?
As in?
When all of this, when you had that man that our friend Pablo suggested you try as an attorney.
She's turning the clock back a ways.
Yeah.
Well, the early parts of all this.
The house was owned by, wasn't it some kind of firm?
Yes. Some firm got a hold of it, and then apparently the title and the deed issues were never resolved, so that's why they're trying to come after me for, like, all these other things, saying that we unjustly enriched and caused an injury and benefited, and we didn't do this, we didn't do that, but I've turned over all the evidence to them. It's like, hey, if you want to go this route, be careful, because I've got evidence prepared to show and prove, if this goes to court, that you all are full of shit.
Good. And you know what else? I think that there's still contention over the so-called $50,000 you were paid. And you were not paid.
Yeah, I was never paid that. So if someone put my signature on a document saying that I accepted the sale price for whatever interest I had for this to go forward, then that's going to be a whole other problem in and of itself, because I didn't receive a penny of it, much less even authorize my signature to go on a document for it to happen in the first place.
Right, and
so I can definitely tell you what is definitely missing.
Go ahead.
So the deed of conveyance from my mother to my father, they say they found a copy of that, but they can't verify where the copy came from. The original's gone and destroyed. Somehow they found the original promissory note that had the monthly payment, the interest, and then how long the duration of this was supposed to be for, but they never disclosed they found that. So that's suspicious. And then lastly, another thing that's missing is where my mom actually got paid for her interest in the property, that she got a cashier's check, but there's nothing in these documents showing that, yeah, she signed this document, she got a cashier's check, and then went about her way. I mean, yeah, she did get paid, but it's just there's no proof of it. There's a lot of stuff that's just missing and there's no proof of. And when these documents come forward, we can't verify where they came from.
No, but the thing is, you can be completely transparent with all of your own records, bank records, you know, everything is going to prove that you're innocent of any wrongdoing. So, yeah. And I still say something good is going to come out of this. I do. You know, you ought to go into law. You seem to have...
I was going to be a lawyer, actually, until all this happened.
Well, maybe this should reignite that, you know, that interest, because you know, lawyers today, they don't seem to care. That man, Mr. Mason, he did. Isn't that Macon, Mason?
Mm-hmm.
He cared about you. He really did. But if you look at, they're looking for money.
Money.
You know, they don't want small potatoes.
Okay. So is there anything else also showing the cards? Like, is the deposition going to go forward or anything? Or is there going to be even more delays?
Oh, I think it'll get scheduled. I'm not feeling it'll be a delay.
I mean, there's going to be a new, obviously, they're rescheduling, but you don't see it happening again at this point.
It'll happen.
But, I mean, you know, they can schedule one and then keep rescheduling. You don't see that, or did you?
It may. I just say it's not been trash canned, you know.
Well, it can't be trash canned. It cannot.
No, they're going to go forward with it. But I just wanted to say what the real reason was. It would have showed if it was work-related, and it was not. And there's drinking and partying. They want to go have a good time, whoever this is concerning. So isn't it lovely to know?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
We all know that crap.
Yeah, we do.
Bastards. All right, your angel card reading.
Yeah.
Claircognizance, Archangel Uriel. Pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are answered prayers.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, trust me, I have, because
good.
When I've been doing my prep, I went ahead and made my generalized outline. I'm going to go ahead and really dissect the case in its entirety, and I've got very specific questions that I'm going to word very specific ways to trap them to where they say the quiet parts out loud and tank their own case, using their own evidence and their own claims against them.
Yeah, I think you need to pursue this because you've got a really clever, you know, sharp mind. And I think a person really needs that when they are dealing with the law.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, when you're saying that I should go into law, to give you a little bit of background. So my senior year of high school, I really got involved in academics. So I took American government and also took criminal justice my senior year. So in criminal justice, I did a defense team for the Lizzie Borden trial. My team basically proved Lizzie Borden innocent just because the prosecution had no evidence and they were just that incompetent.
Did
so that was me doing something on the criminal side, doing the defense. Now, for American government, we had like this mock Supreme Court trial of a bill that passed a mock House and Senate, was signed by a mock president to go forward, and I was the plaintiff in that case, and it was called the Traditional Marriage Act of 2011, where marriage was defined between one man and one woman in all 50 states. I got that ruled as unconstitutional, unanimous in my favor and my team's favor, on three things: the First Amendment, the 10th Amendment, and the 14th Amendment. Since it was funded by religion, can't do that. This is when I was a little bit more of a right-wing libertarian. Now I'm more of a left-wing libertarian, that there should be a states issue, and then on the 14th Amendment that since as far as government's concerned, marriage is just a contract with terms and conditions, and that it applies to everyone, equal protection under the law clause. So got it ruled in my favor. So,
well,
yes,
you
may not know
have
a whole lot, but I've got my feet wet.
Well, you've got a lot of natural instinct. We're going to have to look at your cards next time on that, too.
And it shall be a next time.
Yeah, we want to keep hearing from
you. Oh, yes,
there,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck to you. And, yeah, let us know how it's going.
Yes, please. We're very
interested. Yeah, most definitely will. But, yeah, that just showed that I can be on the defense or prosecution side for criminal and constitutional civil. I haven't really done anything unless now this is like my chance to get my feet wet in the civil realm. I guess if I'm going to make the cut and see if I've got what it takes.
Well, you're still young enough that you can undertake something
There's so many different levels of law. There's some that people that don't really want to interact and they get into like corporate law and they don't really go to courtrooms and stuff. There's so many different things.
There was a client of mine was in college in Florida way back in the day, and she was studying for the bar exam, and she got a hold of me and booked a private appointment, and she said, these are all the topics I'm studying. Is this what's going to be on the bar exam? And I said, I'm sorry, no. It was going to be like family law, civil law, all the things, tort law, all kinds of things that were not where she thought it would be, corporate, you know, the big stuff. And instead it was the small stuff, and she passed. And she said if she'd have known that, she would have failed that bar exam. So, so we can walk you through yours too when the day comes. Make sure that you are well studied in the, you know, if you think about it, why wouldn't they want you to know kind of the simple stuff first? I would think they would, because law firms continue your education, you know, and that sort of thing. So, so anyway, I got to let you go, Damien, but you are fascinating. I like talking to you. You're very smart, sharp. You've got it on the ball. So keep your eye on
the ball. All
right,
well, appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, it's on the ball right now. My song is Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Yeah, there you go. You know, the Army, they are getting ready to deploy, when I was in the Army years ago, I don't know what they do now, but they always picked a song that was their go song, and they would play it on loudspeakers while we were packing up trucks and things like that, and I think it's important to have something like that. Yeah,
because the two songs that are coming to mind, Eye of the Tiger and Burning Heart. Eye of the Tiger was from Rocky III, Burning Heart was in Rocky IV.
They're both Survivor, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, roger that.
Good for you, Jamie, and honestly, keep going. I think you're going to surprise
you.
Oh, you
better believe I am.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
I'm ready to see this through the end. I am ready to roll and just get this done.
It's damn great. It's been a long time. Very long time.
Well, good luck to you, my friend, and call us back.
Yeah.
We shall be here again.
Take care.
Yep,
okay.
Whenever it gets close time, that's when I'll call back.
Or anytime, or something else pops up, let us know.
Yeah, please do.
A belated international shout out, Suzanne from Scotland, the land of the Scots, and Sophia is here from Sweden.
Yes.
We have to rock and roll.
Darling, yes. Sophia, Suzanne, I am sorry we've even gone over going over.
We're almost, if we did another 20 minutes or 2 hours.
You know what? Tomorrow is not tomorrow Wednesday.
Tomorrow
well,
is supposed to be
for them. It
Holy
is
Day.
Wednesday.
No, I mean for us, if we stay where they'll be Facebook.
Do you know
only,
what
right?
Wednesday is? That's Facebook Day.
Well, it is. Yeah, we've gone back to the tradition.
That's right. So tomorrow there is no blog. Talk.
There's no blog. There's no talk of the blog.
Yeah. So we will see all yours.
Indeed, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get on Google to see what it is where you live.
Well, we hope that Suzanne, Sophia, the rest of you, please call us tomorrow. Call us. Please join us tomorrow. And we'd love... Okay, we've got it. Goodbye. For now.